Hello and welcome to the Missouri Beef Industry Council Report. I'm Chuck Zimmerman, and with me on the program this week is Steve Taylor, who is Executive Director for the Missouri Beef Industry Council. Steve, I understand at the end of last week, USDA announced positive BSE test results for an animal, and wondered if you could give us a little bit of information about what that means.
Well, I think for right now, it means the number one thing that our surveillance program really does work. USDA stepped up their testing procedures and schedule about a year ago, I guess, and after testing nearly 400,000 animals here in the U.S., they had some internal paperwork disputes, I think, and went back and retested an animal from November of 2004, and they had conflicting test results here, so they sent it to the Weybridge England lab, which is recognized as the leader in diagnostics services, and the test was positive, but again, the fact that the animal was never a part of the food supply or the feed supply for animals, either one, that it really shows us that the surveillance program works as it is intended to do, even though USDA itself is still working on some of their own protocols to make sure that they are doing everything they can possibly do within all different parts of their department.
So as far as consumers are concerned, they should feel very assured that all proper procedures have been followed so that our food supply is safe, especially as it relates to beef.
Well, I think it should certainly make that statement that the food supply is safe, and the fact that USDA is working with a variety of testing procedures and they're continually fine-tuning their protocol for how animals are handled and tracked certainly offers every assurance that not only what we've known for a number of years, that the BSE level here in the U.S. is extremely low, but it's also there's a system in place that allows us to identify those animals before they can become a part of the food supply or the feed supply for other animals.
We have a big holiday weekend fast approaching us, and that's the July 4th weekend. This is a great time for people to be grilling, especially here in the Midwest where the weather has turned to summer finally. What might you say to consumers in particular about choosing beef to use on the grill this weekend?
Well, I think the main thing is to deal with specific cuts of beef that they're familiar with, that maybe they've had experience with before, or if they decide that they want to celebrate in a big way, they can experiment with a couple of new ideas. But certainly grilling is one of the easiest forms of food preparation and certainly a popular way to prepare food because it always represents a gathering of friends and family. And most of the supermarkets and the meat departments that we're familiar with here in the state of Missouri are pretty aggressive about offering some features on beef cuts, and certainly everything from ground beef to T-bone steak. The opportunities are there, and the product we know is plentiful and safe, and certainly an opportunity for a lot of folks to take advantage of that and treat their guests as well as they possibly can with a good steak on the grill.
What is the Missouri Beef Council, along with the Cattlemen's Beef Board, doing to help promote the consumption of beef as we are here in this summer grilling season?
Well, we're doing quite a few partnerships with retailers to promote summer grilling. The national folks, we're participating as well in a campaign that's nationwide that relates to A1 steak sauce and a lot of their marinades and some of their other products, offering some coupons and certainly providing some merchandising support to those retailers and just being able to support that with radio advertising as well as in-store promotions and materials that make it easier for people to choose beef.
Thank you very much, Steve Taylor, who is the Executive Director for the Missouri Beef Industry Council, with me on the report this week. And with this Missouri Beef Industry Council report, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.